I am calling regarding one of your incidents that happened on Saturday. I am actually family with Rogelio Gutierrez, the gentleman that got shot. And we here in Gilroy received notice of him being shot. It came about across that he was dead, but I'm seeing on Google that he was shot and took it to a hospital, yet I don't know any information. We're in Gilroy. We're trying to get information to go over there. Parents, yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. Just...
Sorry.
Are you sister or brother? Or...
I'm actually his cousin, okay. But I'm the one that they... I'm the go-to gal, you know?
Okay, here's the deal, okay?
Because
we're on the phone... And because I don't know you, and out of respect for Rogelio, because he has rights, I did talk to his wife.
Oh, okay. She called you already?
So I just got off the phone with her. If you want any information, it's going to have to go.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's what I was wondering. Well, because she called me this morning.
I will tell you that he's alive. He's not dead. He is in the hospital, and that's really all I can tell you right now, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So, no, that's fine. That's
I'm gonna stay in touch and let her know what's going on, and I'll keep her up to date as to whether, you know, what's gonna happen to him. But right now he's not gonna die. He's fine. He's not in serious condition. He's gonna be okay. But I can't give you much more than that. Okay.
No, that's fine. That's actually, well, they called me this morning. She called me because I guess the way that they had told him is that he was dead, right? So she called me crying like he's dead, and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? But they don't know English. My uncle's there. Yeah. So usually I'm the go-to one, like, can you please help me, you know?
Do you know Rogelio very well? Are you very close to him?
Yes, I am, actually.
Well, do you want to tell me a little bit about him, or is that okay, or would you rather not?
No, that's fine.
We're trying to understand, you know.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
What's the deal with him? What's going on with him?
You know what? This is what happened. He was in jail for a couple of months. We were going through, you know, lawyers and stuff, and that's what I was saying. I'm the go-to y'all because I would take her to the courts, and I was helping her translate and doing all that because she doesn't speak English. Mm-hmm. So he actually beat her up back in August. Raped her and did a lot of stuff to her. Mm-hmm. And she called and, you know, didn't press charges, but she called and, you know, he had him arrested. He was in jail for about 4 or 5 months or something like that. Mm-hmm. He got released, and he was still going nuts. I mean, he's schizo. He really is. He has these multiple personalities. He's thinking people are following him. I think that's what triggered it last night. He wasn't all there. He's not all there. Okay. He's not. He really isn't. He got a psych evaluation. He was actually 2 days, a week prior to him actually leaving the house, which was 72 hours ago, because we called the PD to try and report him missing, but he, you know, it hadn't passed enough time, so we couldn't do that. He was actually in the Gilroy Medical Unit, the psych ward, and he got released due to the fact that they said that his hallucinations and his temper and his demeanor or whatever was due to drug use.
That's what we're suspecting, maybe, that he's been using, you know, drugs.
He was positive for methamphetamine.
Right, that's what I thought.
But underlining the whole situation thing, there is something wrong with him besides the drugs. I can put my feel on it that has something to do with it. I get it because, you know,
when did he start having these problems? What one?
He's been having them, you know, off and on for a while. But, you know, about, I want to say, come June, July of last year, because this was last year, it started getting worse, progressively getting worse. And my cousin's wife would call me and say, hey, you know, what do I do? Not that shirt. What do I do? She kept debating whether to throw them in jail because, you know, that there's just, I mean, you kind of want to hold on to the hope that it's going to go away. He's fine. He's, you know, like, just kind of brush it off kind of thing. But it started getting worse and it started getting worse until he just ultimately started seeing things just everywhere. I mean, he started seeing people supposedly coming in his house. His wife was supposedly cheating on him. His wife supposedly was doing brujeria on him. His wife has, she's bugged. The kids are bugged. They have chips. They have earbuds and he's like, I'm going to take it out with scissors, and she started getting, you know, really scared, and that he's just started hearing things. He would, right there where he lives on a rancho, and where he works, so he lives on the property. I mean, he bought a machete, he would just run, I mean, hysterically around, saying he's going to kill all these people and just swinging the machetes, like he was killing them, you know? Because he was seeing all these things and hearing, you know, all these things. So they, you know, they got scared. Actually, his boss just recently had told him, get him treated. You're going to have to leave here because my employees are scared. We're scared, you know. Right. There's, I mean, really, come on, like, you can't have him here, you know.
So, as far as him, as far as the methamphetamine, he must have tested positive at some time, somewhere.
He did. Well, actually, they tested him in the hospital. This was about 2 weeks ago.
Right, and he had methamphetamine.
And he had methamphetamines in the system, but okay. He didn't have them when he went to jail. That's the thing.
Okay.
When he got arrested the day that he raped her and beat her up, he was clean.
Okay.
So, and my aunt told us that he got meningitis when he was small. And you know that meningitis affects the brain at a certain time, you know. So maybe that, with the drugs, kind of just, you know, made him just go fly wide, you know.
Okay. Yeah, it does. It doesn't help. That's for sure. Okay. Well, I really appreciate the information.
No problem.
It'll help us in dealing with him because we're not.
And you know, seriously, really consider putting him in the psych ward in a suicide hold or something?
That's up to the jail staff. If he ends up, you know, being in jail, then we'll go from there. But he is definitely going to need. Need to get some medical attention if he's having these issues, and I don't know if that's going to be helpful if he's using drugs on top of any medical condition he has.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. The thing is that
he's going to end up getting killed.
I was actually trying to tell them that they needed to keep him in there, but they don't want to hold him because they're trying to blame everything on the drugs. So they're like, oh well, he's on drugs, we can't really help him. You know what I mean?
All right. This is what I'll do. Your phone number is what? And this is your cell
phone? And this is another, yes, this is another thing I want to tell you. It's just, between me and you and a comment. Anything that you have to say, anything, and I know, I mean, me as a wife also, I know we have rights. Stop. Stop it. Right? Because we're married to these gentlemen. My uncle and my aunt, which is his parents, and his wife have a shitty relationship, and they don't like her, and they're blaming her for everything. So anything you need to know, please contact her, and don't let anybody else get in the mix. Please, I'm really asking you as a favor, because she has been to hell and back with this man, and besides that, the family's blaming her for everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you want me to just stay in touch with
just her? I mean, yeah. I'm thinking we have that right? As a wife, I mean, that's basically we override the parent, right?
You saw from the start that I was, you know, reluctant to talk to you, but you sound like you're legitimate. You're not somebody who's looking at.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, what I want to know is.
Oh, I understand.
In your eyes, do we have the right, or would a parent override my right? You know what I mean?
You would have the right. That's why I told you, to contact actually. So.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to know, just because they're really on bad terms, and my uncle's going to try and take over the situation.
Right.
And she doesn't drive for the double. She doesn't have papers and stuff, so just.
Are you okay with me using what you told me in my report? Putting down what
yes,
you told me in my report?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
what's
I can't.
Okay, that's fine. What's your birthday? Okay, I'll just put down the information you gave me. I'm gonna document that,
it's not gonna hurt. I mean, if it's not gonna help, it's not gonna hurt him. You know, everybody already knows this, and he was in jail.
All we want is just to get to the actual truth.
The reason why maybe he was going,
we're not gonna paint a picture that's not true about him. Okay, if he has some psychological issues, then fine. If he doesn't, then that's fine too. But
I mean, to me, it would be the best thing for you to even kind of accept the fact that he does have medical issues and maybe get something treated from there. Treat him as if he did, because
right.
that's That's what he does have. It's not like just a random guy that's just going nuts.
That's why I asked you if I can use your information to put in my report, because it's important.
That's fine. Okay? That's fine. If you need anything else, you know, feel free to call me. I'm here.
And I'll stay in touch. And if you have any questions, just give me a call, because I'm going to keep her updated, okay?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to go over there right now. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.